Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. In this week's Enlighten Me, we continue highlighting the work done this year by students in our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District. The term sanctuary has been in the news a lot lately, often in connection with safe havens and cities and campuses for undocumented immigrants. But a sanctuary, a place of refuge and protection, can apply to anyone, including high school students. During the stressful end-of-year cramming for finals and for some contemplating college and next steps, Generation Voice students were asked to write about and record sounds from their own safe places. You heard a few last week in Enlighten Me, and we're featuring more this week. Up first, we hear from sophomore Shafria Davis. Like many students, she considers her bedroom her safe space.
That was my door closing and shutting, meaning it's time to be alone and shut out the world. My sanctuary is my room. After a long day of school, I like to come home, relax, and kind of distance myself from everything and everyone. I like to watch YouTube, or sometimes just playing Roblox. Majority of the time, I'm sleeping, though. I might stare at the ceiling or listen to the birds chirp. Maybe just listen to the sounds around me. What makes my sanctuary differ from everyone else is the simple fact that I have everything I could ever want. Books. Movies. And games. There are times when my sanctuary isn't just my sanctuary. It can also be my older brother's.
Your room is my sanctuary because it separates me from the world and I can come into your room and just like relax.
I really love my room as a sanctuary. My sanctuary means a lot to me because I stress a lot with finals coming up, the drama in school, the frustrations of in just a few years, I'll be an adult in the real world. So when I enter my sanctuary, none of those thoughts flow through my mind anymore. It's just me, myself, and I. No one else, just me. It's like a huge load lifted off my shoulders. So I breathe, chill, and relax. Until dinner's done, and the dinner table becomes my favorite place overall. I mean, who doesn't love food?
Thanks, Shafria. We also learned last week not all students choose a physical place to call their sanctuary. Instead, some, like sophomore Kalik Anderson, focus on a positive activity in their life. In his case, making music.
Hi, I'm Kalik. When I'm down and feeling stressed, I look to my music to keep me up and motivated. See, music is my life. It's something I want to do with my life. I'm not good at many things. I'm not the best in school or sports, but when it comes to making music, I feel like I'm the best. Like I have the best chance to be the best at what I do. Coming from where I come from, there's a lot of downsides, especially in the environment I live in. People do a lot of bad things like selling drugs or shooting and robbing. I choose to stay focused on my school and music for one reason, my family. They wouldn't want me being a follower in the streets. My dad calls me a leader all the time, meaning I set examples for my sister or anybody who's around me. I first started making music 2 years ago. It's crazy now that I think about it. I first started recording on my little sister's tablet using a studio app. I create my own music, my own sound of music. Every song you'll hear is something different. I'm very versatile with my music, but one thing you should always expect is some type of rap. My music has evolved so much from when I first started. I go to the studio now over my aunt's house. The vibe there is good. There's always some music playing, coming from my aunt's husband and my uncle. We all make music, and the atmosphere is always good. We all have the same goals, which include making a living out of music. Me, on the other hand, not only do I want to make a living out of it, I want to be respected. I want to be respected all across the world. That means more to me than money or fame. And that pushes me to be the best and make better music and get better at my craft. As of now, I'm working on a 6-song EP called Teenage Dream. I have 2 songs completed, and my goal with this mini project, which happens to be my first project, and it wraps up in July. But anyway, I'm trying to shake the city up. I feel like I'm slept on, which means people haven't taken notice of my work yet. But I know for sure people will gravitate to it. Some mainstream artists I look up to are like Drake, Tory Lanez, Travis Scott, Big Sean, Offset, ASAP Rocky, and many more. Well, they're just my favorites. But I hope my music reflects their impact on me. My name on SoundCloud is Leap Raw, so look me up and take a listen. I feel like you'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Khalik. And for junior Nico Bryant, his sanctuary is a person, his girlfriend. I've gotta get away.
I've gotta get away. Dang, feeling like B. Brown right about now. Between school, homework, and working on music and family, I don't always have time to chill and just relax. However, there are special times when I do feel calm and chill and at ease and stuff like that. And that's when I'm with my girlfriend, Kara.
See, what had happened at first was...
We met back in chorus class, and I was goofing around with the vocals.
You already know.
And she just started talking all that yin-yang, you know, she started coming out saying, you ain't all that, or something like that. But, hey. But at the end of my freshman year, things took a turn for the... She was going through stuff, and she wouldn't really talk to anybody. She would barely even talk to me. I was one of the people she would talk to. Until the last day of chorus class. I hopped on piano, just smashing random keys. But then I taught myself how to play Let Me Love You by Mario in 2 minutes. The whole class started singing along, and without her knowing, every time I looked at her, I was singing to her. Smooth, huh? Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you. Then at the beginning of my sophomore year, I asked her out. And about now, we've been dating for 8 months. During them 8 months, we had the ups and downs and stuff like that because no relationship is perfect. But I never really felt so safe or secure in anyone else's arms. She's the woman that I love. Since we both sing, I have songs that will forever be associated with her, such as Bruno Mars' Just the Way You Are. Forever My Lady by Jodeci. And a bunch of other songs. My mom knows the impact that my girlfriend has on me and how she pushes me to not only be a better person, but to be a better me.
You both even each other out. And so I see her calming you. She speaks Nico. And not to say there's anything wrong with being hyped, because you know how we hype people are, but there's a time when we tend to get a little hyper. And so what she does is she calms you with her even keel. And I've even seen where you vice versa calm her. The other thing that I've seen her do, the impact, is she really encourages you to pursue your
dream. I also called my girlfriend, who called me while I was talking to my mom, and this is what she said about how I impacted her.
You impacted my life because you allowed me to pretty much be able to see God in a new light, which allowed for me to open up and not be so private about my feelings.
There are some times when she has to go to work or I have to go to work or some event comes up where we can't be together and I just feel like... Like, I legit can't breathe sometimes. And I tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. But when I do see her, I feel good, I feel calm, not a care in the world, just good vibes. And to be honest, I don't know where I'd be without my baby. That's why I love being with her. And I try to be as goofy as I possibly can to bring a smile to her pretty face. She's my sanctuary, my girlfriend, and my best friend. Always. Except she's not my sanctuary when I go to church on Sundays.
Thanks, Nico. And a reminder, all these pieces are from Generation Voice, our collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH. Our youth media producer, Megan Pauly, runs that program, working with Mount Pleasant teacher Paul Wishengrad. You can hear more of these pieces anytime at generationvoice.org. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, Mount Pleasant High School students Kalik Anderson, Nico Bryant, and Shafria Davis from Generation Voice, Delaware Public Media's Mark Earhart, James Dawson, Katie Pikus, and Megan Pauly, as well as our president and station manager, Casey House. For all of them and the rest of the Delaware Public Media staff, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us. We'll be taking a couple of weeks off for a little summer vacation, so join us again at the end of the month on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.